This is MSNO Sports. We're talking hockey now once again with Linfield High School boys hockey coach John Gardner. And coach, welcome back to MSO. And I haven't had a chance to talk with you since the trip down to the Vineyard, but congratulations on a really successful weekend.
Yeah, we love that weekend. We've been going, you know, on and off for 12 years, and the school, you know, the tournament predates us. So it's always a nice little mini tournament before the tournament, little team bonding, little adversity, taking the buses and the ferries and all that stuff, the lovely weather at the Vineyard in February. So, yeah, we were very happy to get away with some hardware.
You know, the Cape Ann League is just displaying itself so well. Essex Tech has just joined the league, and they sort of kicked off the rust and so on, and they climbed overall during the year in the Cape Ann League. And you guys had a really tremendously competitive game against them in that first game on Saturday down at the Farley Dickinson.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get getting off the bus. And I mentioned to people, I've referenced road legs, and everyone's in the same boat. But we actually had what looked like road hands. We had like cement hands coming off the bus. So we spotted them a two-pack of goals, and we get a lot of firepower. So we, as much as we talked about, you know, trailing by two at any point, that's borderline very close to a 92% death sentence. But our guys, for the second time this year, battled back and got it square, and then went to overtime. So they're tough to play against, and it was nice to get the OT win, because at that point we were 0-3-1 in overtime.
You know, I think the other thing, John, is what Mark Leonard has done at Essex Tech is just absolutely remarkable. And I know that you know about him and his exploits in the GBL and the Northeastern Conference. And to play that competition had to be, despite the next game coming up the next day, that had to be a great tune-up for you guys.
Yeah, we knew him. The schedule got put out, and they joined the tournament that we'd be doing a league game there. So it was, a good, we had a really tough schedule in Division III. I think we had the three Middlesex teams that have built-in Division I games across the board. You know, a lot of, like, we had the hardest schedule out of all the teams, and we scheduled a lot of hard non-league, knowing we would have two Essex Tech, two Newburyport, two Triton. Uh-huh. So we had a tough schedule, and we scheduled purposely tough.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that because you are at number four, but I have to ask you about, I think you said bus legs or something like that. It reminded me of cement hands and that kind of thing. Explain to me what you're talking about in terms of the bus hands or cement hands. What's that mean?
We couldn't handle, like, the puck was an explosive device. Any pass that had any pace to it was just lost, gone. They didn't sponge stuff up. It just, the puck was just exploding off sticks.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, very much the most puck possession team I've ever had. And when you're just kind of giving the puck away on, like, tape-to-tape passes, that's not our brand of hockey. So hence the not taking care of the puck and spotting them two goals in the first. But then we kind of took over after that.
I want to ask you, because I'm not versed in this, when you're playing, go back to your playing days, and what do you do to compensate from that? What does it mean? Is your pace too slow? You're not seeing the puck coming at your stick? It's coming too fast? You're moving? How does that work, John? How do you compensate for that? Because I know it's real in all sports.
Yeah, you've seen the running back that gets wide open in the flat, and he knows he's got running room, and he starts looking up ice or upfield and drops the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The simple thing is just like look the puck into your stick.
Mm-hmm.
Have soft hands. Put yourself in better positions to receive pucks. You can't be going always north. Everyone wants to go north, but sometimes if you can get east west and make it a flat pass, so even if you don't, the degree of difficulty decreases. And then even if you don't handle the puck, at least it's in the vicinity, like off the dasher, and you can still skate it.
Got it.
You get too sharp and make it like a hard pass for your most of the time a defenseman to make, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Well, I see why you're a coach, and I'm trying to learn this. That makes sense, and I love the description. I totally get that. Now, who responded for you in that game and brought you guys back for the win?
Yeah, Jack Carpenter, our captain, had 22 goals last year. Bit of a drought for him. I mean, he ended up getting 12 on the year, but he came on strong at the end. He had the first the game winner in overtime. Just he's got kind of a killer mentality, and he just plays a strong game. He's not like a tall kid, but he plays heavy. He plays like a heavy, rugged winger, and he's not like a kid north of 6 feet and pushing 200 pounds. So he just plays a heavy game. So he had a big one for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then our combo, a line change, put our third line center out there with our top six left winger, and he just did a textbook shoot to pass, bad angle outside the dots, right shot, put it off the kid's far pad. Our left shot winger went to the net and just banged it in. So we work on that a lot. So that was a nice systems reward goal. And then, like I said, Carpenter in overtime made a...
What does Jack Carpenter do for your team and his teammates when he's not scoring goals?
Oh, he's physical for a kid that's, like, again, he's pushing, like, 5'8", but he's strong at his skates. I mentioned we're a puck possession team. He gets the puck, and he's hard to get it, to get it back from. He does a lot. He kills penalties for us, too. So he plays a lot of minutes. He's just a pain in the ass to play.
Okay. Essex Tech did well. They won the consolation game, which did well for the Cal. And then, a big, tough game against Hopkinton, and it looks like you guys, I don't want to say had it easy, but you did win by 5 goals.
Yeah, we've ambushed a bunch of teams this year, much like they're in the same league, I believe. Westwood, we went down there to play them in Canton, and we're up 5-0 after one. We did the same thing to Hopkinton. There's been multiple games where we'll put up a real crooked number, 8 minutes into the game. They made it interesting. They scored. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot 10 seconds into the period, didn't chip a puck through the dot. We tried to force it up the wall, stayed in 5-1. Then they made it 5-2, and it was like, come on. Luckily, we had a shorthanded goal to make it 6-2, and that kind of put it away. But, yeah, we sometimes jump on teams.
Well, you certainly did there, and again, I don't think you can undervalue the fact that it's a D2 team. You're traveling, you're playing two games. You got to feel good about that win.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was nice. You go on a trip like that, everyone's family's there. You get a little bit of cushion. You can get some guys some minutes and distribute the shifts. As far as it's very grueling, the getting there, and then you're right. You play at 5 and then you play at 1 the next day, and you don't do that all year. So we're able to kind of give some guys some shifts, which is nice for the whole program. Hopkinton beat us last year, our only regular season loss. Last year was bus leg, not bus hands, and we spotted them a 4-1 lead, got all the way back to 4-4, and gave it up with about 2 minutes left, our only regular season blemish. And that... So we had that circled on the calendar when we knew they were still in the tournament. We wanted to avenge that loss. So,
well, and you're finishing the final third of the season with a lot of wins and one loss, as I see it. My mind is mush tonight, but it looks like you're on a really good streak. So tell me about what that means in terms of going into the tournament, because, you've played a lot of close games. But, again, down the stretch here, a lot of wins.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately... Historically, we play Gloucester when we get back from the Vineyard, which isn't always optimal. It bridges the gap between the first playoff game, but it's also tough to do after you just played those two games. We changed the schedule this year, so the issue, you're going good. You even in the games that we've lost, we lost to Scituate. It was 2-1 with, they scored an empty net. It was 2-1 late on the power play, and then we had an overtime loss to Newburyport. Prior to that, to start February. So we played a lot of close games, tough opponents. But again, it's only what you do in the layoff. And luckily, we really stress competing against each other. We have a deep team, deep program. On Saturday, we brought our promoted like a JV line and JV, a couple JVD to kind of
have an inner program, I shouldn't say an inner squad game with an extra line. That way you're not doing, you know, men's league 10 on 10. You get a little bit of an extra line rotating through both teams and up tempo, up, you know, a lot of my guys are competitive with each other, so they push each other.
What's the mindset, John, of the coaching staff and the kids at this point? Because, you know, not the record that you had last year, but you also knew, and you've said this publicly coming into this season, you weren't going to have that record. And you had some difficult times along the way. You wanted the kids to improve in certain areas, and you expressed that. You finished 10-1, but in the incredibly competitive D3 bracket, you guys are at number 4. And so what's the mindset right now of the coaching staff and the team?
Yeah, I mean, we learned from last year, almost a perfect regular season doesn't get you all the way. So we just really focused on more battle-tested, scheduled battle-tested games and driving home. Now, sometimes you don't learn. We mentioned the hard lessons when you win. It kind of cloaks and masks mistakes and lessons you have to learn. So definitely losing 9. I mean, 10-9-1, and we literally, we're kind of in the driver's seat in control, I mentioned, because we have the puck so much. And when we lose, I give credit to the opponent, but a lot of times this year with those 9 losses, it should have been more like where we projected, like 5-6. But we kind of made some self-inflicted mistakes. And again, you just hope that you learn the hard way, not in the hardest, most important time of the year. Now it's like you put it all together, or you never really put it all together. You put as much as you can together,
right?
Each game, each hurdle, and again, it's just to survive and advance kind of mentality.
You know, there was a New York Giants team a while back that was 9-7, and they played a Patriots team that was 16-0 and ended up 18-0, and the Giants won that game. And that's all that mattered to that team. They won the championship. You have you've built some great memories for this team, John, this season. Tell me about maybe a special game or a special play that you watched, because you see them every year, and I know it's hard to categorize them and put them into a file, but tell me about maybe a game that stands out for you and your kids this year.
I think we had the Triton game circled on our calendar because they're the one that dispatched us of the playoffs last year after beating them twice during the regular season the past two previous seasons. So the first game, we had that game won and gagged it away in overtime. We had 3 1-goal leads and couldn't extend. Mm-hmm. So when we knew the rematch game was coming, we put a big emphasis on that, and we spotted them a 2-goal lead and came all the way back and won. So that was a nice one where our guys were really determined. You could tell once we tied it and got the lead, we weren't giving it up. So just kind of like a blueprint game. So that was a nice one. And then we did the same thing with Gloucester, with them kind of having a 10-minute span in the second period. Everyone saw the score 6-2. And if you watch the game, you can even hear their home announcer saying Linfield kind of took it to Gloucester in the first and the third.
Mm-hmm.
So we were really keying in on that revenge game and got a 5-2 win there, almost reversed the score. So that was a nice one, too. Even the Scituate loss was just an absolute electric atmosphere. Never remember having a game that late in the year. It was senior day. The place was packed. real, like, tournament, semifinal, finals feel to it. That was a memorable one as well.
Coach, I have to ask you about Division III because I talked with Danvers High School coach Kevin Fassett earlier, and I think they're at number 13. There are 5 NEC CAL teams, at Northeast Conference Capan League teams. There are 5 of them in the top 13 in D3, which is incredibly competitive. But your team, I mean, there are 4 in the top 7. You got Linfield, Essex Tech, Marblehead, Triton, and Danvers. Tell me about the competitiveness of playing on the North Shore.
Yeah, that's been the fun part about with the schedule and the rankings, and you kind of have to every year sift through, like, which region is for real, which ones are pretenders because they're playing against each other, and there's obviously some intermingling. We try and make sure of that. We'll play someone from South, someone from Central, someone from the West, try and get everyone. But I'm obviously partial to North Shore hockey. You know, I think it's the most consistent, the most the deepest area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's always you know, you can have some years where like, oh wow, the South, this division or this conference has a bunch of good teams in it, you know, but I think, you know, all in all, it's always the North Shore.
I love it. Coach, if you could put a label on your team, I used to try to do this with my classes. It didn't always work. But if you could put a label on this team with a description as to their chemistry, their makeup, or how you relate to them, how would you describe this year's team?
Yeah, they're we're very deep. But the big thing I keep mentioning over and over again is, like, I've never had a team, you know, control the game and possess the puck and out double, triple up in shots and double, triple up on chances. It's just a matter of whether we're finishing or not. So that's exciting. They've done some things that I haven't seen in our tenure here. So we're just hoping that, you know, they can carry that into the big dance.
All right. A couple more questions, Coach. What do you have to do to win the next game? In other words, what I'm asking, I presume you're going to mention the kids who have carried you this far, but in terms of supporting cast, what do you guys have to do right?
Yeah, I mean, our biggest issue this year has been finish. Obviously, if we're out-possessing, out-chancing teams and losing, that means we're not burying, and that's like the last bit of quality in your game that you just got to have that skill set. So yeah, finishing will be huge. Letting, you know, not leaning offense, even though we have a lot of firepower, it's got to be, like everyone says in the playoffs, like, time and space is a lot tougher to come by. So you gotta just kind of simplify, straight line, streamline. You know, mix in just some simple plays to open up the skill that we have. You can't have a default of skill. You know, in the playoffs, it's got to be grit and will. And then, you know, if you can, you know, make teams chase you around a little bit, get some shots out there, then it'll probably open up some other passing plays and stuff that we've done all year. But yeah, it's just, you know, but the biggest thing is just the team's kind of belief in each other, and my group has been together a long time, so we're hoping that pays off.
All right, so you guys play on Wednesday, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and it's either going to be Norton or Ludlow, and so what do you do to prepare for them? Whichever.
Well, we've seen tape on both. They're currently playing right now. Yeah, you just got to kind of see what they do well with what tape you can get, and, you know, keep driving home the point of not in any way, shape, or form. There's no sport that has funnier bounces because of the asymmetrical puck, and then you get the guy in the funny pads that can negate, you know, complete dominant team. So you just you got to be humble and respectful of your opponent, no matter who it is, and just kind of play to your strengths. Don't hurt yourself, and God willing, you move on.
All right, this is a home game in Peabody at the McVan, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, late start.
Yeah, the girls play before us. I do have a little bit of empathy for whoever's coming. Just it's just the way it is. Is, you know, you get your routine, you get your home ice advantage, and, you know,
yeah,
if we could be accommodating, you know, I would, but it's kind of like why you play.
That's an interesting aspect of this particular format, isn't it? Because you have to sometimes travel across the state, you know, it's an equalizer, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, again, I haven't been unfortunate to have to do that yet since we did this, and I'm sure that'll happen one day, and you got to take it. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, if you're gonna complain about it, then basically you should have won more hockey games.
That's
kind of a crude way of putting it.
Yeah, that I guess that's blunt but true. Coach, anything else you want to mention about your team?
No, just we've been, you know, hot for the past couple years, and you know what's great about the game is it's you got to, like I said, you got to put it all together. So many working parts in the playoffs in hockey. It's those intangibles are tough to have, and whoever has the most of them, like last year in the Neshoba in our division, was the 11 seed, but they were playing well at the right time, bought in, and their goalie kind of carried them. But you know, that's what makes the sport so exciting.
Final question, John, and it's personal. How do you feel about where you guys are at? Because I know that you have had some, I don't want to say struggles, but you've had some obstacles to overcome, and it looks like the team has responded to you and your staff.
Yeah, I mean, again, we knew that we were going to be in this situation. Maybe not, you know, records can be deceiving. We're playing good hockey. You know, we feel confident with, as long as it's a good feeling to have when, you know, 90% of the games you played during the year, the outcome was dictated by you. Either you performed or you kind of hurt yourself. I told you, I give credit to teams that, you know, we went down to Gloucester and we're all playing them, and they took some penalties. We did, and did block shots, and they made us pay. So that's hats off to them. That's one of the few games where I was like, okay, we didn't. Amesbury came into our building, and I warned my guys because they're in the other division, and historically we've done well against them. But I warned them, and they just played hard. Their first line, the MVP of their division, the Marcotte kid, had a hat trick on us. That's like a hats off to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the other 18 games was like we were in the driver's seat, and so all we got to do is just, you know, not drive into a ditch, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
We've been telling them, do you want to drive to the promised land or do you want to drive off the road?
Well, the other thing, Coach, is I appreciate how you look at other kids, other teams, and how they perform too. And that's it's with great respect that, you know, you understand what they're going through as well with your kids. It's been a good ride. I hope it keeps going. And I want to talk to you again next week, Coach.
You got it. You got it.
All right.
If we could take care of business on Wednesday, you'll be talking about the ultimate North Shore battle, hopefully Linfield-Danbury.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes, next-door neighbors. All right, John, I hope so. Hey, thanks so much, man, and good luck this week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. All right, that's John Gardner, who is the Linfield Boys High School Hockey Coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.